Angibinde ngibabingelele futhi abalaleli kulolu hlelo lomsakazo womphakathi oluza kwena mlaleli ngelokuthi izinhle zomnyango okuthuthukiswa kwemiphakathi keNingizimu Afrika nokuwumnyango lo oholwa kahle kakhulu ke umama ubathabelwa kaDlamini. Njengamanje kuyena esokhuluma naye uyena ke u-acting CEO walaphayana kwaSASSA uPel wakwaBhengu. Kehlale naye phansi sizwe asichazele kahle ngoSASSA, asichazele ngezinto esifuna ukuzazi, likhona nekhadi elihlaza, asazi kwenzakalani, indaba zamabolekwa kwemali, mangabe yabolekwa ayibolekwa, sizongena nje sigxile kuyo yonke loo nto. Asimbingelele simamukele kulolu hlelo emsakazweni womphakathi umama Ngcolosi. Sawubona sisi.
Sanibona boyi, ngicela ukukubingelela, ngibingelele nabalaleli bakho bonke.
Ungasichazela yini ngerole kaSASSA emphakathini?
Ngiyabonga kakhulu boyi. USASSA kusho ukuthi uhambisana no-social development njengoba soshilo ukuthuthukiswa komphakathi, kodwa-ke yena ubhekelene ngqo nokukhokhelwa kwempesheni. Impesheni zabantu abadala, ezeyingane, ezabakhubezekile, ezeyintandane, kusho ukuthi zonke nje impesheni lezi ikhokhwayo zikhokhwa kwaSASSA.
Yeah. I-green card, ake sibuzane indaba yombala wekhadi nje elivumelekile kaSASSA. Linjani ikhadi lakaSASSA?
Ikhadi lakaSASSA linye boy, ilele linoSASSA ngaphandle.
Leli ke manje esekuleke khulunywa ngalo elithiwa li-green, livelaphi, lisima kanjani?
I-green card kusho ukuthi inkampani ethize ebolekisa ngemali kakhulu, eye ithi mhlambe abantu mabefuna ukutsheleka imali bakwazi ukuthi bakhokhelwe ngaleyo green card leyo. Akusilona ikhadi likaSASSA, aliphumi kwaSASSA, futhi siyabaxwayisa kakhulu abantu ukuthi bangalisebenzisi lelo khadi.
USASSA kayivumi indaba ya-green card. Kwenza kanjani kodwa ukuthi mese bethi abantu bona sebehola kulo green card?
Asivumi indaba ka-green card, kodwa ke ngoba abantu babevumelekile futhi basavumelekile kaSASSA ukuthi mangabe befuna ukuthi bahole kumabhangi abo, siyakwazi ukubenzela. Kusho ukuthi ke no-green card ungena ngaleyo ndlela. Kodwa okuseqinisweni u-green card kube kuwukuthi yena wabona indlela yokuthi angakwazi ukubolekisa ngemali kwaSASSA. Esikhathini esiningi abantu abathatha u-green card yilaba ekusuke kuthiwa u-green card usezokuboleka u-R1,000. Kusho ukuthi amakhadi amaningi aka-green card analo R1,000 obolekwayo. Ngoba funeka sazi siyabantu baseNingizimu Afrika ukuthi ukukhokheleka kwabantu sisasebenzisa inkampani ethile ebizwa ngokuthi u-CPS. USASSA akakwazi-ke ukuthi abakhokhele yena.
Okay, USASSA uyayivuma yena into yokuthi kubolekwa ngeyimali? Mangabe ninginika isibonelelo, mina ngingakwazi ukuphila, ngidiphendele kunina, niphinde ngivume ukuthi ngiboleke imali futhi mina?
Asikuvumeli lokho. Yiko lokhu kuloku kwama deductions ekube khona uminister waka social development uMama Bathabile Dlamini uze waye enkantolo eyozama ukuvimbela kona ukuthi lama green card kungabi yiwo, ngoba ama deductions labantu abakhala ngawo kakhulu asebenza ngalama green card ukuthi ayozama ukuthi amise ukuthi ukusetshenziswa kwala kule kuboleka nokudonswa kweyimali kumiswe yi-court.
Ake sigxile la endabeni ye-court. Kwenzakalani nehlane inyuko? I-parliament, i-court, parliament, i-court, iphi into la simiphi?
Kusho ukuthi masichaza kahle, sichazele nomphakathi, kwathi i-court yathola ukuthi i-contract kusho ukuthi isivumelwane esaba naso nenkampani yakwa-CPS asisavumelekile, si-invalid phecelezi sisho kanjalo. Kwase kubonakala ke ukuthi u-CPS kuzomela ukuthi ayeke ukusebenzisana nathi.
Okay.
Kwacaca ke ukuthi umsebenzi mkhulu lo wokukhokhela ama-grants asomsebenzi omncane, asikwazi ukuvele simyekise. Kwaseke i-court yathi kulo nyaka ophelile yasinika unyaka owodwa ukuthi siqhubeke naye u-CPS sibe sikwazi ukuthi siyilungiselela thina ukuthi sophinde sikhokhe ngomunye umuntu. Kodwa-ke mhlambe ngoba indaba ende ukuthi sahamba sakhipha ukuthi siyacela ukuthi iy'celo zabantu abafuna ukukhokhela uSASSA benze abantu, kodwa akukho esaphumelela. Sase siqhubeke naye u-CPS. Kwase kuthi sekumele-ke manje, ngoba kwakumele aphume kulo nyaka ophelile, kwathola ukuthi thina asikabi nomuntu esizokwazi ukukhokha ngaye. Sase siyocela-ke e-court ukuthi sicele ukuthi aphinde aqhubeke akhokhe nathi, kodwa i-court-ke yavuma i-invalidity ye-contract was set aside, sakwazi ukuthi siqhubeke naye njengoba siqhubeka naye. Kodwa nje ekumele siqaphele siyabantu ukuthi lo msebenzi wokukhokhela ama-grant uma ubheka uku sinathene sosasa u CPS ube uyiphathe ukuthi awukhokhele yonke le minyaka. So kudingeka isikhathi esithile ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi sosasa sokuthathe. Kona siyafuna ukuthatha futhi imisele ukuthi mhlambe kwiminyaka emihlanu yonke into eno grant izobe seyikhokheleka ngaphakathi ingakhokhelwa inkampani zangaphandle ngenxa yeyinkinga esibanazo.
Kuzwakala kahle kakhulu u-acting CEO wakwaSASSA uPhelwa kaBhengu ukuhlabela phambili nje mhlawumbe sesiphetha nalo udaba le-post office lilokhu livele njalo. Ugogo wamhlala kaNongoma uyayibona indawo kaNongoma una 90 uya kanjani eposini eseyohola ke makuthiwa nitha kaye eposini akanayo imali siqalene imali nje yokuthi agibele ngabe kuyagibela ngabe kuqashwa imoto le yeposi ngempela nicabanga ukuthi izosebenza.
Ngicela ukucacisa ukuthi indaba yeposi iposi alika binesivumelane esiqophe phansi lento ekuthiwa yibid necontract noSASSA
but lokho livelile iposi
siyalibona liyavela iposi phela livezwa beyindaba okusho ukuthi abakhulumayo nalo mhlambe ngenxa yokuthi nalo lifuna ukusebenzisana nalo kodwa ngiyafuna ukucacisa ukuthi iposi ngoba nalo liyingxenye kahulumeni kuyamele ukuthi sisebenzisane neyingxenye ezinye zikahulumeni besingaleqwayi kodwa besicabanga ukuthi mhlambe kusekuningi nabe kumele bakwenze ngakubo kodwa ukubambisana nabo lapho abengakwazi ukuthi thina njengoSASSA basize basebenzisane nathi angeke kube yinkinga. Siyakubona ke buye ukuthi okuningi kona kusamele kuqhubeke njengoba bekuqhubeka njengoba iposi lingeke likwazi nalo ukufinyelela kuzo zonke indawo okusho ukuthi njengoba besikhokhela kule ndawo ekuthiwa ama pay points sisazoqhubeka sikwenze kanjalo. Ngicela abantu futhi ukuthi behlise imimoya bezozwa ngathi ngoSASSA ukuthi okuphi ekuzokwenzeka sizokwenzani sizoqhubeka senze njani ikhadi abanye basaba ukuthi nali ikhadi liphelelwa isikhathi sicela futhi bahlise umoya ngoba siyakhuluma neiphathimandla eyiphethe amabhamu ukuthi singaliqhubekisa kanjani lelo khadi bangalutheka ukuthi bafuna ukushintsha amakhadi ngale khadi eligreen ngoba bebona ukuthi isikhathi siyaphela kuleli khadi abanalo kodwa ukusebenza neposi kuzoba lapho iposi elikwaziyo ukuthi lingaba ingxenye yethu kulapho elizokwazi ukuthi lifinyelele kulabo bantu elizofinyelela kulapho elingafinyeleli kusazomela uSASSA akwazi ukuthi afinyelele kulabo bantu ngoba ngifuna ukugcizelela ukukhokha kwamagranti imandate yakwaSASSA inikwe uhulumeni okusho ukuthi uSASSA uhulumeni wamenzela ukuthi kube wuye okhokha amagranti. Omunye umnyango wakahulumeni angasebenzisana nathi ngokubambisana nathi kodwa hayi ngokuthi athathe lo msebenzi thina esiyasungulela ukuthi siwenze.
But ke kumele icacele yokuthi aninaso isikhathi angithi inkantolo navumelana ngonyaka ukuthi nizosebenzisa inkampani yakhe niyisebenzise. So kuyadingeka ukuthi manje ngabe sekukhona umuntu engabe niyambona ukuthi uzosebenza okanye kuzokwenzakalani.
Umuntu buyi ngicela ukucacisa ozosebenza nathi singatesta senzani uyoza qala ngeFirst kaApril
zanyaka uza
2018 mangabe uya umuntu omusha ozosebenzisana nathi
okwamanje ngaphansi konyaka
yes okwamanje kusazoqhubeka uCPS kuma processes ngaphakathi esiwenzayo nabe iposi likhona ku nezinye ingxenye ezizokwazi ukusiza njengamabhange na home affairs njengoba ehulumeni naye enabo enobiometric siyaxoxisana nabo bonke ukuthi sithemba ukuthi ngokuqala unyaka kulonyaka ozayo sokwazi ukutesta wonke ama processes ukuthi azowazi yini ukuqhubeka mase kufika iFirst kaApril 2018 kodwa nje ngicela ukugcizelela ukuthi abantu behlisa imoya ngeFirst kaApril 2018 bazophinde bayithola imali yabo njengoba bekwazi ukuyithola kulonyaka.